Are hot flashes, brain fog, or mood swings starting to take over your life? Menopause can feel confusing, frustrating, even isolating. But you're not alone. This is a natural transition, and with the right support, you can feel clear, calm, and fully yourself again. Hi, I'm Lindsay, a nutritionist and certified health coach, and I help women like you navigate this powerful transition with natural tools that support your body, balance your emotions, and reconnect you to yourself. On Reclaim the Pause, we dive into practical, natural solutions for menopause, from nutrition and lifestyle strategies to emotional well-being and spiritual connection. It's time to honor the pause and reclaim your power. Hi, friends. Welcome to Reclaim the Pause. I'm Lindsay, your host, a nutritionist and certified nutrition coach. Today, we are going to talk about understanding menopausal weight gain and what to do about it. In today's episode, so many of you have been waiting for this topic because it speaks to the quiet panic behind the scenes, that underlining brain chatter that can keep us stuck. So you're eating the same, you're moving your body, and somehow the number on the scale is creeping up. Your jeans don't fit, your waist feels thicker. I know for me, it's like, well, I used to have a waist in there somewhere. And you don't really recognize the person in the mirror. And you're wondering, what's happening to my body? Is it me? Am I doing something wrong? And let's just be clear, loud and clear, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not failing. You're not broken. Your body isn't betraying you. This is the menopausal transition. And what you're experiencing is very real. Very common shifts that happen during menopause, and they have to do with fluctuating hormones, changes in metabolism, and how your nervous system is coping with these changes. This is kind of that stress side of what's happening. So here's what we really know from science and clinical observations. Any of you who know me well know I can be a little bit of a science nerd. I try to keep it under my hat as much as I can and make things practical, usable, and understandable. But sometimes knowing some of the root causes and things that are happening can really help us make the changes that we need to. So as estrogen and testosterone decline, your metabolism slows down. And this can be represented in lots of different ways. But in the aspects of weight, women who start perimenopause on average gain 7 to 10 pounds in the first 2 years of perimenopause. Some women will go on to gain more weight through menopause and even postmenopause, but a lot of women, around 75%, will stay right in this range, even postmenopause. The weight gains may or may not continue, but usually they don't. And that's a really good sign. What's really going on here is the body begins to lay down fat inside of muscle tissue and around your organs, known as visceral fat. And the bummer part about this is it naturally happens as we age. Once we are past our reproductive years, a woman's body naturally starts to gain 1.5 pounds a year, unless there's interventions that come in. But that's on average. Men average about 0.6 pounds per year. And that has to do with different body composition. They have more muscle tone than we do, right? We need to have more fat in our bodies to conceive and have children. And so we have both a hormonal change and a natural aging thing that's kind of doubling up on us. And that's, we start to really see it show up during perimenopause. And if you remember last week, we talked some about sleep. And night sweats and hot flashes are linked to greater weight gain. So women who deal with higher levels of hot flashes and night sweats are not sleeping as well. And it means our body can't recover and repair as well. It creates increased cortisol levels, which we've talked about in the past as our stress hormone, more inflammation in the body. So maybe in the morning you wake up and your eyelids are swollen or your lips are swollen or your fingers feel fat or you feel puffy. And this is a term I've used a lot in perimenopause. I'm just puffy or I'm pudgy. And this is a sign of inflammation in the body. And then increased cravings. We tend to crave more sugar, salt, and fat when we haven't slept well. Our body is seeking out quick and sustained energy, and those are going to be the fastest ways to get them. And what ha all has that in it is potato chips would be a great example of this. A fast food that's going to help satisfy a quick craving, give us energy, and then, there's a lot of fat and salt associated with that. So, those are just some things to think about. And, when your body's tired and maybe you're achy from not sleeping well, you're overwhelmed, guess what else drops? Guess what's the first thing that tends to slip out of our life? And that's physical activity. So even if calories haven't changed, your energy output most likely has. And this is also shown through science that as we age, we're just not as physically active. We don't get out and do as much as we once did. We have a lot of stress in our lives. We have a lot of obligations. And physical activity, definitely, if we haven't slept well, we're not feeling well, usually is the first thing to go, even though it's the thing that probably will make us feel the best. But what's really going on underneath of all this? And that's the emotional toll. And we can get stuck down in the weeds on physical nutrition, and I would love to do that. As a nutritionist, I used to think that nutrition could heal anything and everything that was going on with somebody. But now I know that's not true. We have other elements that are associated with physical nutrition. And what makes this so painful isn't just the physical body. It's the shaming that we do to ourselves. So the thinking, I should know how to fix this. I should be able to overcome this. It's the grief of not feeling at home in your own skin. I think we all know that feeling, like our clothes just don't fit the same. We're just uncomfortable. It's the fear that this is just aging and now we're stuck in these heavy, tired, and defeated bodies. And if we don't address it and start to really look at how can we make changes outside of HRT, which I think HRT is great and it helps a lot of women. Of course, there's a lot more we can do. But if we keep pushing through without support, we're not just dealing with body composition changes. We're dealing with increased depression and anxiety, which has been shown for women who gain weight during menopause, and also just dealing with the mood swings and the unpredictable days of menopause. There's a decreased life satisfaction, so just not feeling happy, and there's not a lot of joy in life. Stress-related inflammation. Inflammation is such a key piece of understanding what's going on during menopause. And then even sexual dysfunction. So even if you're not yet having vaginal atrophy, when we're not comfortable in our bodies and we feel depressed, we're emotionally disconnected. And so it can decrease our libido just by that we just don't feel good about ourselves. But there's definitely hope. What if extra weight, the fatigue, and the mood swings weren't the end of the story, but a wake-up call, really the beginning? What if it's a sacred signal that it's time to nourish your body differently and not punish your body, not push harder, but shift towards whole body support? And you'll hear me say that you can't hate yourself then. And even when I worked in other areas outside of menopausal health, women tend to want to, and men can do this too, to hate themselves skinny, to go on that extreme diet or punish themselves in the gym or, constantly beat themselves up. But that level of stress can actually inhibit us from losing weight, and it can make us feel worse. So instead, starting to think about whole body support, because you don't want to just lose weight. Of course, we all want to be in the bodies we want to be, but we want to feel energized in the morning when we wake up. We want to feel confident in our skin, strong enough to do the things we love. Maybe you dream about doing a mega mountain bike ride, but there's, right now where you are, you couldn't think about even achieving that. But that's a possibility to wake up, feel strong, and do the things you love, to connect to your sense of purpose and be peaceful in your mind and in your spirit. And we can have these things. With the right support, you can heal your metabolism, you can stabilize your weight, and you can feel vibrant again. These are all possibilities. And I really like to think about hope in the context that women who go through perimenopause and get to the other side tend to understand a greater purpose in their life. They have more joy. They tend to start new careers and change jobs or own their own businesses and do things they never, ever had the courage to do before. So there's a lot of hope in this sacred transition and what's happening. So I like to talk about how I help women. So I guide women like you through this season using faith-rooted full body framework. And of course, you'll hear me talk about this in my three pillars to healing: nourish the body, calm the mind, and strengthen the spirit. So today I just like to throw out a few tips that will make you feel like you have a direction to go in and kind of get started. So thinking about adjusting food ratios to help balance blood sugar and hormone levels. We talked a little bit about blood sugar balance last time, and in the next episode, we're going to focus a little bit more on why insulin resistance happens during menopause. And of course, we can make changes in our diet without massively overhauling our diet. Most women in perimenopause are already overwhelmed. They have a million things to do, family and work obligations, and their bodies feel out of control. So I'm not talking about overhauling your whole diet, but starting to make those small adjustments that actually equal big changes. And then rebuilding muscle tone gently and effectively. So gaining muscle. I love to really think about this as like, forget about losing weight. Let's think about how we can actually gain muscle to increase our metabolism, which, by the way, will help us lose weight and feel stronger and better. And to do this really in the feminine, there is so many strength training exercises out there that are targeted for men and very masculine. I don't know about you, but when I first started to strength train, I thought, I don't want to do 150 push-ups or, these kind of crazy, very masculine things, especially being a cardio queen. Like, I love the endorphins of cardio, and, strengthening and weight training was never my thing. But there is a feminine way, an effective way to gain strength without having to do, crazy strength training exercises, unless you want to, unless that's your jam, then, definitely go for it. And then choosing supplements that actually support your unique body in menopause. The supplement industry is a multi-billion dollar a year industry, and they're pushing a lot of women in menopause to, try all these different supplements. You don't know what's working and what's not. So you really want this to be targeted towards your lifestyle, the areas that you need to fill in that maybe you're missing in your diet, and different support like that. And then pillar number two, calm the mind. So learning how stress hormones block metabolism. Again, I mentioned earlier in the episode that, or I think I did, maybe it was a different episode, but that, doing meditations and other stress relieving activities has been shown to help us lose weight. So again, it's not just the physical. The physical is so easy to focus on, but we can get really great results if we figure out how to manage our stress. And we can do it using faith-centered tools and nervous system care that decreases cortisol and increases peace in our life, kind of that peace and patience. And breaking the cycle of self-blame and overwhelm. Shaming ourselves never gets us where we want to be. What we focus on is what we get. So if we focus on kind of hating ourselves and hating our body and what's going on, that's exactly what we're going to get. So we want to kind of put our brain out, show our brain where we're going to go and what we want. Using empowering speak when we talk about our body, that you're beautiful, you're strong, you're brave. All of these things can really help change that neuroplastic wiring in our brain. And then three, strengthen the spirit. This is one of the areas I love to talk about. It's not well talked about in the healthcare field, and it is really important. Without strengthening our spirit and strengthening resilience, it's really hard to get the results we want. So reconnecting with your self-worth outside of a number on the scale. So many women put their self-worth in how much they weigh. And of course, this is very cultural, and I think it's ingrained in us, but starting to shift that. Your self-worth isn't related to the number on a scale. And anchoring your body and your body's journey in truth and not toxic expectations. We're never going to have the bodies that we had when we were, in our late teens, early 20s, which I think people often think about, that's their goal and that's what they want. But actually transforming our bodies into really healthy, functioning things that we can use every day, thanking our bodies for what they can do for us and kind of getting rid of those that toxic expectations. That's, I think everywhere. And rediscovering joy and hope and self-compassion. These things are really going to support us in our weight journey and our menopausal journey. And again, this isn't just about weight. It's about reclaiming how you feel in your skin, how you see yourself, and how you show up in the world. So today, if you're tired of piecing together tips from social media or trying the same plan that used to work, right? Things that worked for us before don't work now. I want to invite you to something better. You can book a free 30-minute discovery call with me today, and we can start to talk about what's really going on and what it could look like to feel strong, to feel grounded, and fully yourself again. You weren't meant to do this alone, and I'm here to support you. So let's reclaim your energy, your peace, and your confidence together. I'm Lindsay with Reclaim the Pause, and I will see you next time.